Jesus. Принимая вечерю сегодня, принимайте то, что Он покрывает нас. Это еще раз нам напоминает о том, что we're saved, we're protected. Его ранами мы исцелены. Его жертвы было достаточно. И мы стоим на том, что Он сделал, а не то, что говорит мир сегодня. Если вы смотрите нас онлайн, принимайте вечерю дома. Покрывайте свою семью кровью и жертвой Иисуса. Сегодня мы провозглашаем, что этой жертвы было достаточно. Всякая болезнь, всякий вирус, он преклонится перед именем Иисуса. И нам даже не нужно об этом никому доказывать, потому что мы знаем, потому что Он уже это доказал. Его крови достаточно. Он заплатил сполна. Я просто хочу начать молиться псалмом. Просто молитесь вместе со мной этим псалмом. Покрывайте себя, свои семьи этим псалмом. Это 90-й псалом. Кто живет под покровом Всевышнего, кто под сенью Всемогущего приют себе находит, тот, кто говорит Господу: «Ты прибежище мое, моя крепость, Бог мой, которому я доверился. Бог убережет тебя от сетей расставленных, от всякого смертельной, от всякой смертельной болезни избавит. Оперением своим тебя Он укроет. Под крылами Его в безопасности будешь, потому что верность Его — это твой щит и твои доспехи. Не устрашат тебя ужасы ночи, летящие днем, и летящая днем стрела, чума, во мраке крадущаяся, зараза, что в полдень опустошает. Хотя бы тысячи подле тебя пали, и даже десятки тысяч близ тебя полегли, тебя все это не коснется. Ты только будешь смотреть, и своими глазами увидишь возмездие нечестивым. Ты сказал: прибежище мое Господь, Всевышнего избрал ты оплотом своим, потому что не постигнет тебя никакое зло, пройдет мимо жилище твоего несчастье. Ибо повелел Бог ангелам оберегать тебя на всех путях твоих, на руках понесут они тебя, чтобы ты не оступился и не споткнулся о камень. Будешь попирать льва и гадюку, затопчешь и льва молодого, и змею ядовитую. Он любит меня, говорит Господь, потому спасу его. В недоступном месте укрою его, ибо знает он имя мое. Воззовет ко мне, и я отвечу ему. Буду с ним и в страданиях его, от бед избавлю его и прославлю. Долголетием дам насытиться ему. Обретет он спасение во мне. Ты Бог, которому мы доверились. Ты Бог, которому мы доверились. Ты Бог, которому мы доверились. Ты всегда был верен. Ты всегда был верен своим. Бог, я благодарю Тебя. Я благодарю Тебя за те времена, когда израильский народ выходил из пустыни. Они были там 40 лет. И каждый день они видели Твою верность. Каждый день они видели Твою любовь. Каждый день манна сходила. Я благодарю Тебя за Иосифа, который был брошен в рав, который был отвергнут. И он остался верен Тебе, потому что Ты был верен. Я благодарю Тебя за ту вдову, у которой закончилось масло. И Ты был верен. И Ты был верен. Каждый раз на протяжении всей истории Ты был верен. И у нас нету даже шанса усомниться в Твоей верности. У нас нету шанса. Ты не дал ни одного повода усомниться. И сегодня, когда весь мир находится в хаосе, когда люди бегут, когда люди в страхе, когда люди не знают, что ждет их завтра, когда люди теряют деньги, когда люди теряют близких, я говорю, Ты верный. Ты верный, и Ты Бог, которому мы доверились. И мы сегодня все, как церковь, стоим на том, что Ты верный Бог. Ты был, Ты есть и Ты будешь. Ты верный Бог. Ты верный Бог. Ты верный Бог. Никакой вирус, никакая болезнь не определяет масштабы Твоей верности. Никакая болезнь, никакой план, выпущенный стратегически против людей этого народа, не определяет Твоей власти и силы над этим миром. Последнее слово всегда за Тобой. Последнее слово всегда за Тобой. Оно всегда за Тобой. И мы сегодня просто стоим и говорим спасибо. Спасибо, потому что мы не боимся. Спасибо, потому что мы не боимся. Потому что мы полны надежды и уверенности в завтрашнем дне. Финансы, потеря финансов не определяет нашего будущего. Мы просто стоим на том, что Ты верный Бог. Ты верный Бог. Ты верный Бог. Ты верный. Ты верный. Именно поэтому мы отличаемся от тех, кто бегает за туалетной бумагой. Именно поэтому мы отличаемся от тех, кто скупает все продукты, чтобы иметь какую-то уверенность в завтрашнем дне. Нам не нужно это, потому что мы верим Тебе. Мы стоим на Твоей верности, Бог. Мы просто стоим на Твоей верности. Мы провозглашаем Тебя царем. И сегодня мы коронуем Тебя. Мы снимаем корону с этого вируса. Мы коронуем Тебя. Мы снимаем корону со всего хаоса в сегодняшнем дне. И коронуем Тебя опять и опять. Опять и опять. И мы говорим, Ты достоин. Мы не боимся смотреть в лицо завтрашнему дню. Мы не боимся. Нет страха. Нет страха. Нет паники. Спасибо. Спасибо, что в Тебе мы имеем абсолютно все, что нам нужно. Спасибо. Спасибо, что вся Твоя верность, она не сокрыта от нас. Мы видим Тебя творящим, любящим. И сегодня мы не отбиваемся. Мы не отбиваемся. Мы идем от победы. Мы двигаемся от победы, которую Ты уже давно взял. Мы двигаемся от победы, которую Ты давно взял и отдал своим детям. Победа уже совершена. Победа уже совершена. И написано, что всякое колено, оно преклонится перед Тобой. Всякая болезнь, она уже побеждена. Всякий вирус, он уже просто растоптан под Твоей славой. Аминь. Ты наше прибежище, Ты наша башня, Ты тот, к кому мы бежим, Ты тот, в ком мы нуждаемся, Ты баланс нашей жизни. Мы поклоняемся Тебе, мы славим Тебя. Мы не живем в плохое время, мы живем в другом сезоне, когда мы возвращаемся в деяния апостолов. Мы возвращаемся. Мы, каждый из нас возвращается в этом сезоне, в то время, когда нам нужно отвечать на вопросы. В кого мы верим? Кому мы верим? Кому мы доверяем наши жизни, наши семьи, наших детей, наше имущество? Церковь не сломлена, церковь не поставлена на колени. Церковь поднимается, церковь поднимается. Она поднимается в силе, она поднимается в знании того, кто их Бог. Церковь поднимается в огне, потому что на всякую заразу будут подняты люди, которые будут ходить и исцелять именем Иисуса. Поднимаются ненормальные Или, Елисеи, Павлы, Стефаны. Поднимаются ненормальное поколение, которое не сможет быть остановлено ничем, ни болезнью, ни кризисом, ни спадами экономики. Поднимается это поколение, и мы будем свидетелями, мы будем частью этого. Мы понесем нашего Бога. Мы понесем нашего Бога, мы расскажем. Мы славим Тебя, Иисус. Мы славим Тебя, Иисус. Мы говорим спасибо. Спасибо. Команд, спасибо. Любя Тебя, выбирая любить Тебя, в нас нет места страха. Выбирая смотреть в Твои глаза, у нас нет места оглядываться по сторонам и сомневаться. Выбирая Тебя, ставя Тебя впереди всего, мы становимся неприкасаемыми. Мы становимся другими. Мы выделяемся из толпы, потому что мы несем надежду. Когда вокруг хаос, помажь этим вечером каждого из нас еще больше веры, еще больше огня, еще больше посвящения, еще больше страсти по Тебе. В это время изоляции мы наконец-то не сможем оправдаться ни перед кем, что у нас нету времени проводить с Тобой. Ты будешь увеличивать. Ты будешь поднимать эту страсть внутри нас. Ты будешь поднимать эту ревность. Ты будешь поднимать эту ревность в наших сердцах, в нашем духе. Пусть оно начинает возгораться. Пусть оно горит. Пусть оно горит внутри нас. Дух Святой, мы подчиняемся Тебе. Мы подчиняемся Твоему движению, как в то время, как в деяниях апостолов, когда приходил Ты, когда Ты приходил и двигал, когда Ты приходил и дул на людей. Твой Дух Святой, Он дул на людей. Сегодня мы подчиняемся Тебе. Только это не деяние, первая глава, а 29-я. когда мы становимся свидетелями, когда мы пишем эту главу вместе с Тобой. Дух Святой, дыши на нас. Дыши на нас. Дыши на нас, Дух Святой. Дыши на нас, Дух Святой. Мы вдыхаем Тебя. Мы вдыхаем Тебя. Мы вдыхаем эту страсть. Мы вдыхаем эту ревность. Мы вдыхаем эту ревность по Твоей славе, по Твоему присутствию. И сегодня мы фокусированы на Тебе, на Твоей личности. Ты сказал, что то, что исповедуют наши уста, есть сила в исповедании. И мы сейчас просто исповедуем и провозглашаем и привлекаем небеса. Мы привлекаем весь духовный мир. Мы привлекаем ангелов. Мы привлекаем Твое внимание. Мы исповедуем и провозглашаем жизнь. Мы провозглашаем жизнь. Мы провозглашаем жизнь. Мы провозглашаем жизнь, что никто, любящий Тебя, не будет заражен, не будет искушен. Мы покрыты и защищены Тобой, потому что мы бежим за Твоим сердцем. Мы ищем Твое сердце. Ты наше прибежище. Ты жизнь, Ты воскресение. Ты воскресение. Чего нам бояться? Мы в безопасности.
Holy Ghost, thank you for your presence, God. There is so much of your love, God, for your children right now that is being manifested. Holy, I just want to give you glory for this time right now, Papa, that our hearts are being analyzed, Lord. What kind of foundation we have, Lord? Is it you or is it something else, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for clarity right now. In moments like this, when people are just losing so much finances and other things, Papa, we can truly just be sensitive to your voice, be sensitive to your presence and to what you are doing, Lord. Thank you so much for what you are taking, where you are taking us right now, Lord. I just want to glorify your name right now, Jesus. I want to glorify your name right now, Lord. Oh, we just want to literally just submit our hearts right now to you, Lord. Just humbly to come before you, Lord. And we want to see your kingdom of heaven manifested, Lord, on this earth right now, Lord. Everything is taking place in prayer, Lord. That's where you were shifting heavens, Lord, and then bringing down Papa's glory, Jesus. And that's what we're going to be doing, Lord. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for your anointing right now, Lord. Thank you so much for your presence, Lord, for your loving heart right now, Lord, for your heartbeat. Thank you so much, God, for loving on us as your children, for not forsaking us, God, for literally just giving us even a thicker dose of your peace, of your joy, God, that everything that is going around us, we can just be safe under your wing, God, and not be afraid, Lord. We cannot be shaken, Lord, when our foundation and our lives are built on you, Lord. Literally, we are bulletproof, Lord, being in your presence, being under your wing, putting our hope and our faith in you day in and day out, God, that nothing else matters, Lord, in this life but just us having connection with you and just taking one step at a time, God, and just moving forward into where your spirit is leading us, Lord. Thank you so much for being in our lives, Lord. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us, God, for how faithful you are, for how real you are, Lord. When we have a desire, when we have questions, Lord, you're right there leading us and guiding us, Holy Spirit. You're a good God. Thank you so much for awakening revival right now within our hearts, Papa. Thank you so much for awakening revival in churches, God, all over the world, Lord, that we can truly analyze everything, balance everything on scales, God, and just submit our lives to you, God, to be fully ablaze and just set on fire in you, Jesus. You are the one that is in front of us, God. You are the one that is behind us, Lord, and nothing else can touch us, Jesus. Thank you so much, Papa, for awakening the fire and the desire, God, for revival, God, and seeing your church, God, just taking it to the next level, God, and not running away when things like this happen, but running towards you and being with you, God, and just partnering up with you, God, in declaration, Lord, in prayer, Lord, and just truly just seeking out, Lord, where you are at in these moments, Lord. How do you want us to position our hearts right now, Lord? Where do you want us to be right now? Thank you, Papa, for clarity, Lord, that you are releasing right now in your presence. For clarity of heart, clarity of mind. Thank you so much for shifting atmospheres right now over people. Thank you so much. The depression, it has nothing on us. That your presence, it just annuls that, Papa. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that we have right now. An extra test and a diagnostic, God, of our hearts and our lives, Lord, that we are in the right place, going the right direction, Lord, that you are taking us back to how church was supposed to be again, Papa. Acts all over again, Papa. Thank you so much for the opportunity and for your promise, God, that we are the next chapter, God, of what you are pouring out, Lord, in your spirit all over these nations, Lord, and even in this nation, in the U.S., Papa. Thank you for your loving kindness, Jesus. Thank you so much that you are real, you are raw, and you are always there with us, Lord. Holy Spirit, right now, lead our lives, lead our hearts forward, God, into seeing clearly what kind of decision we need to make or what we don't have to do at all, God. I just ask, Papa, that you bring clarity into your children's hearts, God, into Christians' lives, God, into their minds, Lord. Just bring clarity right now, awaken them of how much we need to rely on you, how much we need to submit and surrender our lives to you, Papa. Oh, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, right now, I just release full freedom over the fear that is coming from coronavirus, over all the anxieties, over all the stresses, everything that this nasty thing is just releasing right now from second heaven. I just bind you and I just release the kingdom of heaven over you right now. I just release freedom over every person right now that is hearing me. I just release freedom, an atmosphere of peace and joy over this city, God, over the regions, Lord, that are going to be playing this tune. In Jesus' mighty name right now, I just release your glory, Papa, because that's what it's all about, Lord. Any coronavirus, any other viruses, any sicknesses, diseases, anything that is not of you, Papa, it will all bow down to your word, Lord. And that's what we're doing right now as your children. We are just standing on your word right now, Lord. And we are asking that you come forth and you lead the way, God. Thank you so much for this test and what you have been doing, Lord. But it is this time, it's time for this thing to go right now in Jesus' name. Oh, I just release your angelic Lord right now. I just release your new angels right now in this season that you have been preparing them for. I just ask for them to start activating, Lord, every city, for them to start activating your children's lives right now. I just hear that they have keys, that they just open up the hearts of sons and daughters for new seasons, for new activations, for new things that are taking place. Thank you so much, Papa, for what you are doing right now. Thank you so much for your glory, God, and your presence, Lord, that it never leaves us, that all we need to do as your kids is focus on you, Jesus. Just literally just ignore everything else that is going on in our lives. Doesn't matter how busy we are. And just focus on you. Decree and declare your name, Jesus Christ. Just humbly come before you. Just with a humble heart and with a right heart. Just accept your presence. Accept your love. Accept what you have already done for us. And just do life with you. It is so simple and you are so good, Papa. Thank you so much. I just wanna release freedom over the children that have fallen either over sin or either over mistakes, Papa. I just wanna release courage into their hearts, Lord, to get up again and to keep on going again after God. That He doesn't give up on you. Don't give up on Him. That's not how it works. He's in love with you. He gave His all, one and only Son for you. He wants to be with you. The price has been paid. All it is on your behalf is just making a choice to be with Him no matter what and going after Him. Thank you so much, Papa, for restoring these hearts, Lord. They think they have no hope for their future. They think they have no hope or faith for their lives, that nothing is going to come forth from them. I just want to break off those lies and I just want to release freedom. I just want to release faithfulness for you, Papa. I just ask that you conquer their hearts even more deeper right now. You go even more deeper into their hearts and show them how thick your love is for them. That you never give up on us. You actually, when we get lost, you make plans to find us and to go after us and to bring us back into your household and under your wing and into your heart again, Papa. Thank you. You are so real and you are so good. I just want to release freedom over this atmosphere of Seattle. I just want to literally just bow this coronavirus, even in our state, in our Seattle, in the Washington state right now, for this coronavirus to bow down before you, Jesus Christ. Let your name literally be dominant over this state right now. Let your glory be released. Let your name be known and sounded over this region, Papa. Thank you so much for this house, Papa, that we can release your heaven, that we can truly release your glory, Papa, and bring freedom. It doesn't matter the opposition. It doesn't matter what's been getting raised up against us, God. You are so much bigger, and there is so much more of you, God. than anything else, Papa. Thank you so much, Papa, for filling our hearts. Your presence, Lord, every single time I just fall in love with you even more. When it looks like it's over, but your presence is just shifts everything around, Lord. And we just become alive again, full of hope, full of faith, God. Not being concerned of the things that we can't figure out, Lord. Just submitting and surrendering it all to you, Papa. And just you taking us by hand and just leading us, Lord. Every step of the way. Thank you, Pop, for refreshing, Lord, every heart right now. For refreshing every mind right now, Lord. That we can have a clear focus on you. That we can find clarity in you, Jesus, right now. Clarity of what we need to do. Clarity of where we need to go, Jesus. Thank you, Papa. That we don't have to worry that there's not going to be enough toilet paper, God. That we're gonna have enough. Your kingdom is enough. You are a God of even more, God. You are a God that abundantly overflows in joy and peace, God, and everything else that we desire, God, and that we want. You are our provider, you are our protector, you are our Lord, and you are our King, God. And that sums it all up, God, as a life. Thank you so much, Papa, that you are bringing your children into a lifestyle, God, of even deep, intimate relationship with you, God, and just burning on fire, Lord. Just becoming numb to this world, God, and what it has to offer, but literally just moving and operating out of your kingdom, living on this earth, but living in your dimension, living in your heart, God, and just ministering and loving, God, the ones around us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are real, that you are so good. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, that the ones that you did not have access to their hearts through everything that is going on right now, Papa, you actually have access to their hearts, that you they can actually hear you when you are speaking to them right now. They can actually hear you. They can hear you clearly again, Lord. Thank you so much for that. That sometimes it even takes the whole world to be shaken apart, that we can hear you again and come back into you and your heart, Lord. I just want to give you glory for everything, Lord, what you have been doing, what you have been releasing over our lives and our hearts, God. Where you've been taking us, God. Thank you. I am excited, Lord, that you are bringing back, Lord, Acts all over again, Lord, that we can walk under that anointing, God, and power, Lord, of seeing your supernatural heavenly realm manifest through our lives, God, in individual lives as a corporate, Lord, in our cities, Lord, in our states, in our nation, Lord, that you are becoming the dominant force, Lord, that is taking the old our hearts over, God, that we are falling in love with you even more, God, and even more deeper. Thank you, Jesus. 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 That we're just going to release you over this atmosphere. We're just going to decree you and declare you as our King and our Lord, Lord, over this region, over this environment, God. Thank you so much, Papa, for clearing up, God, this atmosphere, Lord, and that you are just intoning people into your presence, Lord, that they can start becoming more conscious as aware and aware, God, of what really is valuable in life, Lord. Thank you so much for slowing down this rat race, God. This rat race, Lord, that we can stop and we can become conscious, God, and aware how good you are, how big you are, and how faithful and gracious you are to us every single day. Ora la mamma maschita la lebo bossi che da nanariera la bobo bossandera le bocuro lo boscendera le chischitre. Ora la mamma massandera le vedere che schipa d'amore le chischitre le vedere le chischitre. Thank you, Papa, for releasing your glory in this place right now, Lord. Thank you so much for touching hearts right now, Lord, for shifting atmospheres, Lord, for letting us encounter you, God, all over again, refreshing us and restoring us, Lord. Thank you, God, for your fresh hope, faith, God, clarity. Oh, yamama maske darabu sandra le meneri ekaski patando kura la baba bashetre. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have never left your throne. You are not only enthroned, but you are fully in control. And you are just showing this to us even more clearly, Lord, how good you are. Thank you so much, Papa, that even through all these circumstances and everything that is going on right now, you are shifting churches, God. You are shifting pastors' hearts, Lord. You're shifting pastors' hearts to yield to you, God. To yield to you and to your overflow of kingdom, God. I just see it really clearly that so many pastors, they have figured out how the system of church works, and they took full dominion and then power over it. Instead of just yielding it to Jesus, they have been reigning it and just ruling it. Thank you so much, Papa, for breaking this off right now, Jesus. Thank you so much that you are bringing their hearts in the right condition and in the right health right now, that they can yield to you again, Pop, and that you can overflow through them, Holy Spirit, and start living with no compromise in their lives. I just release the blood of Jesus over every pastor right now to be covered with your grace, to be covered with your love, to be covered with your mercy right now, Papa. Thank you so much for just encouraging them right now, Lord, for loving on them right now, Lord. Thank you so much that they are making the way, God, for your kingdom to be manifested, Jesus. They are your leaders, God, and they are yours. Thank you so much for just loving on them right now, Jesus. That you have never given up on none of the pastors, that you are with them, that you are supporting them, that you are loving on them. Release your faith and your hope to them, God, to keep on going forward, to keep on pressing in, to keep on leading their people towards you, Jesus, and making your name greater and your kingdom and your glory bigger and manifesting, God, in all kinds of ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of just humility. Thank you for the spirit of humility, that it is just inclining hearts again back to Jesus. That this spirit of humility is just inclining even our minds to start thinking and turning our lives and becoming aligned again with your kingdom and your heart again, God. Thank you so much for the fresh outpouring of your revelation, God, and your spirit right now all over the place. Shakara lobo vasika tamonori de koshke patambore la mama mama seta ndarele kaskita la baba kaskitra ta baba bare kotore la mama mama sondero de koshke patamandari lo koshke trele bana kiera kara la poko skentera la mama mama ro de koshke patamandari ta danariera la baba baba sandara la baba kaskitra kera la mama mama narianta la ke borro lo boshandara la baba skotara la baba baba sandra. Jesus, your name is big. Your name is be glorified in this place right now. Your name, let it be sounded right now through the nations, Papa. Let your heart be heard right now, Lord. And let them hearts start getting inclined unto you, Lord. Falling in love with you all over again, God, and going after you. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us, God. For working overtime, Lord. and just really, really aligning our hearts, God, and our lives in unison and in oneness with you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for impacting and influencing this young generation right now, God. Their perspective and this and their intake right now is completely different from this world. I just want to release your protection over our children, God. I just want to release protection right now over our teenagers, God. That it doesn't matter what the world say. It doesn't matter what the attacks and panics look like. All the fear looks like. I just want to release protection. That clarity, God, of faith and hope, God, that you are still in charge, that you are still good, and they can just go after you. They can go after you. They don't have to give up. They don't have to give up of what's going on around them, God, that they can just focus on you and they can go after you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Skipa roko, skipa tamanario tom bobori, like a skipa tamanario tombre, baba baba skitra, like a skitra. I just want to release clarity right now. Oh, this pastor, I keep on seeing him. He's wearing a blue suit with like a white little thingy in his pocket. I just want to release clarity over you right now in Jesus' mighty name. God is just speaking into your heart right now. Just receive the download right now. Don't doubt him. Look at him. Look him up. Don't just be stuck in your stupor. Get awakened right now. Keep on going after him. I just release clarity and the blood right now over your heart, over your mind right now. Awaken again. Be activated again right now in the spirit of revival, that spirit of fire, of hunger and thirst for him again. I just release the Spirit of God over you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that in your presence, oh, we can just literally operate out of your heart and out of your kingdom, Papa, out of heaven on this earth, Lord. Thank you so much for establishing, God, establishing families right now, establishing churches right now, and establishing, Papa, nations right now through everything that's going on. Thank you so much, Papa, that you are so good. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You are in charge, God, and everything works always for your glory and to give you praise and glory. Jesus, we just yield this atmosphere to you right now. Oh, the atmosphere of Washington State, we just yield it to you. Have your way right now. Let heaven invade this state, God. Let this darkness be broken off, God. Let the anxieties, fears, and everything else that comes with this crap that is going on right now be completely annulled and broken off right now. In Jesus' mighty name right now, we just release your blood over this state right now. Just pour it out right now over every person, over every region, God. Kira la mama maskita la bokuski papantu kura la mama mama santa la leke skitra la bokuski etra. Thank you, Lord, for activating your revivalists right now, Lord. Evangelists right now, Lord. Mamas and papas, Lord, that will take care of your children, Lord. Thank you so much for activating every single fivefold ministry right now to take the responsibility, the heart that's been burning within them, that they just step out and take the responsibility and go after you right now, Jesus. Holy Ghost, fill every heart right now with peace, unspeakable joy, God, unspeakable hope and faith, Lord. Heaven, heaven, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is King. Our words have power, and Jesus' name is the most powerful of all. Jesus Christ is King. He's the King of our nation. He's the king of our state. He's the king of our city. He's the king of this church. He's the king of everyone on this planet. Jesus Christ is king. He is the most powerful there is. He is the most powerful name there is. Jesus Christ is king. Jesus Christ is king. I'm just going to keep declaring it over our nation, over everyone on this planet. Jesus Christ is king. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is king. There is no other. Jesus Christ is king. Jesus Christ is king. He's the king over our nation. Jesus Christ is king. Lord, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Jesus, I'm so thankful that we get to build our lives on you. I'm so thankful that we get to build our firm foundation on you. I'm so thankful that you are our foundation, and when the whole world is being shaken, we will not be shaken. I'm so thankful that you're building a church that will not be shaken, one that doesn't care about empty words. God, it's time for us to start walking into who we're truly supposed to be, confident sons and daughters who believe in the one and only true living God. If we say we believe in the true living God, we need to mean it. We can't just say it, we have to mean it. Our words have power. We have to mean it. We have to believe. We believe in the one and only true living God, Jesus Christ. We believe in the one and only true living God, Jesus Christ. We have to mean what we say, God. We believe in you, Jesus. You have power over everything. You have dominion over any sickness, any disease, anything, Jesus Christ. You are the one and only true living God. You saved our world. You died for us to have power over sickness, any disease, any power. You are the one and only true living God, and you gave it to us. We need to step into who we truly are, the confident sons and daughters who believe in the living God. You are a living God. You're not just some piece of rock. You are the living God. You are real. You are living, Jesus. We believe in you, Lord. We stand on you as our firm foundation. Jesus Christ, oh, your name has so much power. I love it. Jesus Christ, it's satisfying just to say your name, because all the darkness flees. Whenever anybody says your name, whenever your name is spoken, all the darkness flees. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is King. A new sound is being released over this place where all fear is cast out. All the darkness is cast out because Jesus Christ is King. You conquered the world, Jesus. Everything is set in stone. You have the victory. You have the crown. And we bow down to you because you are the one and only living. You're a living King. We're not just saying this because we want to stand here and make stuff up. We're just saying this because it's the truth. It's the real. You are the absolute truth. Jesus, you are the absolute truth, and we need to stand on that. We cannot be afraid to just stay in the four walls of the church. What are we doing if we just stay in the four walls of the church? We need to display who you truly are, God. You are the one living, true God. If we say we believe, we have to believe. Jesus, you are the one and only true living God. It's enough. No faking. Faking will not pass anymore. Faking will not pass anymore. Everything will be uncovered. Every stone will be flipped over. Everything will be uncovered. Everything will be uncovered. Everything will be uncovered. All the darkness will be uncovered. And only the true sons and daughters will embrace the light. And I want to be a true son. I want to be a true son. So let's praise Jesus. Jesus, you're the one and only true living King. That's enough faking it. There's no more faking it. That's it. That's enough faking it. Just get over yourself. That's it. Who are we to stand in our own shells? God gave, breathed life into each and every one of us. What are we doing sitting on our butts? We have to show people that there is a true God. There is a true God. There is a real God that has absolute truth, that has absolute life, that casts out fear. Jesus, you are what we stand on. You are what we space our whole lives upon. Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, your name is just so beautiful. Jesus Christ, it's so powerful. Jesus Christ, you are the one and only true. God. I can't stop saying it. Jesus Christ is the one really true living God, and we get to praise Him. We get to serve Him. We're so lucky that we get to stand hand in hand with the living God. We get to stand hand in hand and walk with Him. He gave us control, dominion over this world. So what are we doing sitting on our butts afraid of some virus? Virus will not stand in front of anything. Jesus, You already have the ending. You already have the victory. Anything in between, it doesn't matter. No virus, no nothing, no war, nothing matters. We're just going to focus our eyes on You and just walk with You. And just walk with You, Jesus. Walk with You hand in hand. We get to tuck ourselves into You and walk with You. How much more blessed can we get? We can't get any more blessed. We can't. We can't. We get to walk hand in hand with God. We get to walk hand in hand with God. All we have to do is choose. All we have to do is choose to walk hand in hand with God, and we get to live in freedom and purity and not be afraid of the light. Not be afraid that some dirt will be uncovered because we live with the pure one. Jesus, You are the pure one. Jesus, You are the truth. You are the absolute truth. No more playing games. No more playing games that will not pass anymore. That will not pass anymore, Jesus. That will not pass anymore, you guys. No more playing games. That's it. That's it. No more playing games. It's not going to pass anymore. No more playing games. Take off the masks. Take off the masks. That's it. There's no point in masks. You're just lying to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Look at God and just tell Him, I am not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm laying my life completely down. I don't care about no money. I don't care about no wealth. I don't care about none of that. I just care about living hand in hand with You, God. That's it. Just say that to Him. All I care about is living hand in hand with You, God. Because everything is temporary. Everything is temporary except what we have with God. Except what we have with God. And that's such a beautiful thing that we get to walk hand in hand with God. How much more lucky can we get? How much more blessed can we get? Lord, we're not supposed to live life without You, and I do not intend on living life without You. I do not intend on living life without You. You have the best plan for each of us. You have the best plan for each of us. So what are we doing? Going off on our own? What's the point? What's the point? We gotta walk hand in hand with You, Jesus. We're gonna walk hand in hand with You, Jesus. The new church is rising up where we don't care about nothing fake. We don't care about anything fake, Jesus. We just want You. You're the only truth. You're the only truth. We love it so much. It's so purifying, and it's so beautiful to just be able to bask in the glory of Your truth. To not be ashamed when we get covered in the glory. To not be ashamed when we see the truth. But to be satisfied with it. But to be satisfied with it. To be satisfied knowing that we are the sons and daughters of the true living God. And not only that, but He loves us. And that He sent His Son to die for us. Wow. Jesus, You are so good. God, You are so good. We're able to walk with You hand in hand. God, I don't want to go anywhere without You. I don't want to fill up my car gas without You. I don't want to go to church without You. I don't want to go to school without You. I want anyone who sees how I live my life to ask me why I live it. And I want to tell them that it's because Jesus Christ is my King. That Jesus Christ is my King. Jesus Christ is my King. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed at all. I'm not ashamed to scream it. Jesus Christ is my King. I'm not ashamed. There is no shame. Jesus Christ is my King. There's nothing that can change that. The darkness will grow strong, but the light will grow stronger. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess That's so beautiful. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, God. Every single knee will bow and every tongue will confess, Jesus Christ, you are King. There's no getting around it. There's no middle. There's no middle anymore. No more faking it. There's no middle. There's no... You choose. You have to make a choice. You have to go all in on God. There is no plan B. You go all in on God or nothing. There is no plan B. There is no plan B with God. You just go. So God, I'm just leaning into you. I'm just leaning into you with all of that I have. Thank you for revealing yourself to me at my age. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for placing me where I've been placed. Now it's time to stand as who we truly are. No more running away from it. No more going off on our own. It's time to go with God. With the real, real God.
Просто видела эту картину. Я видела, когда Он приходит, и когда каждое колено, оно поклонится Ему. Каждый, абсолютно каждый склонится перед Ним. И они признают Его своим Богом. Вот от чего мы должны двигаться. Вот от чего. Вот от этой картины мы выходим против этого вируса. Вот именно от этой картины, именно от этой победы, которая будет круче, чем любой фильм снят. Каждый поклонится, каждый скажет: «Да, ты Бог!» Каждый поклонится. И сейчас, когда они думают, они убивают нас и ставят на колени, мы говорим: «Иисус придет и поклонится каждый». Они думали, что они убивают нас, но рождалась любовь. Они думали, что они сломают нас, но рождается страсть. В тот момент, когда нехватка чего-то, рождается сострадание и любовь к ближнему. Когда стеснение, рождается вера и упование на Бога. Они думали, что они сломают. Сатана уже побежден. Совсем не важно, какими стрелами он шпуляет, потому что придет царь царей, который будет признан абсолютно каждым на этой земле. Все живое, оно поклонится перед ним. Все живое, оно провозгласит: «Ты есть царь». Jesus is King. Jesus is King. И мы бежим. Мы бежим к источнику этой силы. Мы бежим к источнику этого упования. Мы бежим к этому месту победы. Мы бежим. Мы каждый раз видим перед собой Иисуса, Иисуса грядущего. Эта игра уже сыграна. И мы знаем, кто победитель. И мы знаем, кому мы доверились. И мы знаем, с кем мы будем царствовать. И мы знаем, кому подчинится каждая болезнь. Мы знаем, мы все провозглашаем: «Ты царь! Ты царь! Ты царь! Иисус! Ты
царь. Come on, Иисус, ты царь. Ты царь, ты царь. И нет другого Бога под небом. И нет другого на земле. Ты царь, ты царь, и мы верим тебе. Ты грядущий в силе и славе и красоте. Ты царь, воскресший на третий день. И царствующий, ты царь. Мы говорим, ты царь, ты царь. И все поклонится и подчинится твоему имени. Ты царь, ты царь, ты царь, ты царь. Иисус, ты царь. Ты единственный, у кого корона на голове. Ты царь, ты царь. Царь, come on, церковь, Иисус есть царь. Jesus is king. Jesus is king. The most beautiful. Jesus is king. Ты царь. Ты царь. И каждый, и абсолютно каждый признает тебя Богом и царем. Ты царь. Ты царь. Я в восторге от того, что ты делаешь. Я в восторге, как ты перевернешь все. Я в восхищении от того, что все сейчас крашится, а ты возьмешь и перевернешь. Будут тысячи спасенных, потому что им некуда бежать, потому что нету на что полагать надежду. Эта вся ситуация мировая обернется в пробуждение, обернется в славу. Ты опять побеждаешь. Сатана проигрывает опять. И не важно, что он придумывает. Каждый подчинится. Каждый склонится. Церковь, пробуждение, оно здесь. Вот в самом, просто в самой середине этого месса. Пробуждение уже здесь. Пробуждение уже здесь. И церкви будут открыты. И они будут принимать сотни и тысячи людей, которые не нашли себя ни в чем другом. Которые потеряли себя в боли, в безнадежности. Иисус, ты будешь ответом для каждого. Потому что ты царь. Потому что ты царь. Ты царь. Ты царь. Ты царь, грядущий, контролирующий все. Мы все мурашки и все планы сатаны. Ты царь. Команда, ты царь. Ты царь.
So much, Lord, for never leaving us and always being with us, God, for just loving on us, God, and directing our ways and our pathway, God, to truth, to righteousness, God, to blessings, and just always being with us, Jesus. I just want to honor your name right now. I want to give you glory, God, for what you are doing. Jesus, I just want to ask from the bottom of my heart that Papa's name be glorified all over this world and all over the nations through this virus, Papa. That your name, my King, be glorified through all of this. That your hand will be seen visibly, God, of how good you are and how big you are, God. All over the places, I just want to release this right now, Lord. And I want to thank you for it, God, because you are so almighty and so big and so good and precious, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our God and being our friend, Lord. We just want to shift a little bit right now. Maybe you guys can play for a little bit. we have people that want to read out scriptures. We just want to decree and declare God's word into the atmosphere, into, you know, into our city. So if anybody has some, and yes, we have. Yes, release it, bro.
A chapter in the Bible that really captured me was Matthew's chapter 5. Just going to read chapter 3 to 8. You guys, some of you might know what chapter verse 8 is. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. If you're hungry for God, give him a shout of praise. Come on, guys. Come on. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Guys, it's on the back of my hoodie. Like, it brought me back to when this, like see, right there. Right there. She's wearing it too. She's just hiding it. It's just amazing to me, just because it doesn't matter, like, what you've did or what you're going through. It's like how your pure heart is all that God sees. And when you have it, it's yours. You know, yours is the kingdom of heaven. It just, you just got to be hungry for it. And like, I just want to like pray and just ask God to just keep the fire and keep the hunger for the young generation so they can see God. Guys, pure of heart to see God. It is so good. I love it. So keep doing what you're doing. If you're hungry for God, just ask him for more. Just, you're on the right path. Just ask him for more, because yours is and will be the kingdom of heaven.
That's so good. Hey, you guys, we want to open up to everybody. If some scripture, if like God's word has been on your heart throughout this week, you can share it, you know, and just literally release it into the atmosphere, because that's what we build our lives. We build our lives on Jesus and his word, you know. That's the only thing we have. So if anybody has once, twice. Yeah, you have, Max? Violetka, yeah. You? Adela? Come on, bro.
Hey, guys. I woke up. I've been doing this thing where I just read the verse of the day in the morning and at night. And I woke up to, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. And then I walk outside and my car is towed. I'm like, at first I was like, God, what do you want to tell me in this? And I walk out, I'm like, with my keys, like, where did I park? And I'm like, just driving to work after this, after picking up my car, and I'm like, $350 for getting towed. I'm like, man, this sucks. And I'm driving, and my brother calls me. He's like, what happened? I was like, car got towed. He's like, dude, I'm gonna send you $100. I'm like, what? For what? Nothing. And the lady that like was telling us they towed our car was like, just be nice to the lady that works at the towing or whatever, and she'll kind of like, you know, skidoit, like, or whatever, sprosit. And we were like super nice to her, and I was like, is there any way that we can get like a discount? She's like, no, the computer doesn't change. I'm like, this sucks. And then my brother calls me and he's like, I'll give you $100. And God just showed me how, like, when, like, what Danny was saying as well, like, when you have a pure heart, God, like, blesses you. And yeah. I'm gonna read the scripture one more time. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Cussing out that person wouldn't have made anything better. Maybe the cops would have got called on this. That's it.
Thanks, bro. That's so good. Who else? Anybody else? Adelka. Yeah.
I have... 1 Peter 5:7 says, pour all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he tenderly cares for you. I know with all this stuff about the coronavirus and the quarantine, it's like stress some people out, but honestly, just give it all to God, because he's not the God of fear and anxiety and stress. He's the God of love and joy and peace, and he doesn't want you to worry. He wants you to be in peace. He's not going to abandon us now or ever. He's going to be here for us, and no matter how hard it's going to get, no matter what's going to happen, he's not going to abandon us. Just give it all to him. Give all your burdens and all your stress, all your anxiety to him. He's going to take care of everything.
Yes, amen. Praise God. Anybody else has any scriptures, anything they want to release? Okay. Okay, you guys, you have something to say? Okay, here. Да, мы все.
Хорошо, ребят, тогда я немножко скажу, как будет проходить все, потому что сейчас очень странное время, да, и нам нужно адаптироваться. Но опять, мы с вами — это церковь, которая в онлайне уже работает 10 лет, поэтому нам вообще, нам ничего даже привыкать не надо. У нас, смотрите, в то время мы подчинились Богу, когда Он нам дал ведение G12, и когда мы откликнулись на то, чтобы делать, ну, чтобы очень сильно инвестировать в медию, то есть идти в прямые трансляции, в интернеты. У нас даже свое приложение, свой app есть, да, то есть много чего мы именно сделали. Мы не знаем, мы не знаем, сколько недель это будет, да, как бы мы не знаем точно. И поэтому мы поощряем всех. Молитва окей. Сейчас просто на эту молитву мы думали, что придет, ну, хотя бы 50. Пришло больше 70 человек, и некоторым людям из команды пришлось просто уехать. Просто тут были люди, которые прям считали людей, и хорошее количество людей просто уехали из-за того, чтобы не превышать число, потому что церковь, в Такоме одну церковь очень хорошо оштрафовали. Мы в подробности не будем идти. Прошлое воскресенье оштрафовали одну из церквей. Поэтому в воскресенье поощряю вас быть дома, на молитвы и приходите, но следите за новостями, да, следите за тем, что мы выставляем в группах, будьте в курсе. Поощряю включить сейчас структуру домашних церквей, структуру домашек, да, как бы life groups. Поощряю, ребят, в это воскресенье всех собраться не только по домам, а соберитесь вместе, соберитесь ячейками, да. Молодежь, придумайте что-то молодежи, я не знаю, это ваше. У нас есть несколько домашних групп, которые вы можете увидеть, там у нас, по-моему, есть, да, в лабе у нас висят списки, лидеры, можете сконтактировать и приехать как бы дома и быть группами по домам, да. А сегодня последние новости такие: карантина в Вашингтоне пока не будет. Карантин сейчас уже, по-моему, запустился в Калифорнии, и карантин сейчас, по-моему, запускается в Портленде, по-моему, я слышал, уже в процессе. Может быть, еще не это, но, по-моему, с понедельника уже там карантин будет. Наш губернатор, да, Вашингтона, он говорит, что он не хочет делать карантин, но он просит людей подчиниться, да, как бы, ну, минимальным группам, быть дома, если не нужно никуда ехать. Но на данный момент в Вашингтоне карантина нет. По крайней мере, до понедельника, он сказал, не будет. Также, ребят, поощряю, да, на домашних, просто включите ваш YouTube на большом телевизоре, и мы будем служить. В церкви будет только команда воршипа, аудио, видео команда, и также, естественно, буду я, и будет еще несколько людей, которые будут держать порядок, да, в здании. Но мы поощряем в воскресенье не приходить в воскресенье, пожалуйста, потому что я знаю, какие-то гости все равно придут, и нас просто могут оштрафовать, я не хочу рисковать, да, поэтому, дорогие, включаем наши два метода, это домашки, домашняя церквя, ребят, придумайте что-то, по домам соберитесь, это будет интересно, включите большой телек, здесь будет служить.